Chapter 19. Hope in the Midst of Sorrow. Lucy woke that day as if she hadn't really slept at all. She found herself poring over the questions and her answers to them she had worked on the day before. Fear gripped her heart and made it hard to breathe. She just knew she would blow it, as she always had in the past. She would be called upon in a few hours to take the stand and speak words that would help decide her daughter's fate. Larry, her ex-husband, had decided he would hurt her and attack her where he knew it would do the most damage. He would take her loving daughter away. Lucy just knew she would blow it, then forever feel she had let her daughter down. She'd always been told she was useless and stupid. Anytime she had spoken before, she had been made to feel worthless. This had caused her to be paralyzed, frozen, as if actually unable to speak. Then she would fight to push through, but her mind would go blank. No words would be there to speak forth, even if she could. Would it really be different this time? Ron, her close friend, encouraged her God was in control. She somehow believed him, as she believed God had sent him for her and her family. Ron had helped to bring healing to her shattered heart. She had never felt good about herself, or that she could actually be of value. Somehow she did now. "But this is you, Lucy," her mind told her. "You will blow it. You will freeze like you always do." She fought that battle all morning, even as she showered and then began to pray. She had prayed so many times about this day, asking God if her precious Jolene was coming home. Could Larry somehow manipulate things and take her away? She so wanted to hear the word no ring in her ear. But what she heard was, "Just trust me." A sense of fear mixed with peace would wash over her as she heard those words. Ron and Lucy prayed together. She so wanted to hear him say everything would be set right and their worries would soon be over. Ron had learned years before not to tell God what to do in his prayers. In fact, he had said he was to intercede for God in prayer, not ask God to intercede for him, meaning he needed to pray God's will, not his own desires. This morning she heard him say, "It is not about you or your daughter that this trial takes place today, but about eternity. How you react and act, what transpires here today, is far bigger than this moment." She was slightly taken back by this prayer, but it gently rested there inside of her heart. She avoided eye contact with Larry as her daughter rushed to her. They had just come off the elevator to the courthouse. She held her close, cherishing this moment. She had never been away more than 2 weeks before in her life, but for this past 7 weeks, her only contact had been by phone. Now it seemed so hard in the midst of this pending trial to even let much emotion show. Why had this happened? How could this be taking place? She barely had time to think those thoughts before the elevator doors opened again and her attorney stepped out. Lucy, Ron, and her attorney moved to a nearby room to discuss the upcoming trial. Lucy still felt fear gripping her, wondered how she could go into that courtroom and be of any value. Her attorney told her how she would do fine, trying to reassure her. Ron smiled again as if to say, "God has your back. He is there waiting even now." With that, they walked slowly toward the courtroom. The doors opened and they started to enter. Lucy whispered, "God, I can't do this. You will have to." As she spoke those words, something amazed her. It was as if a warm blanket wrapped around Lucy that very moment, like being tightly held in a strong set of loving arms. She sensed a peace she had never felt before. Even as Larry and other witnesses took the stand and spoke forth lies meant to sway the judge, this peace never left. Now was her turn to take the stand. There before her was Larry's attorney, with an evil glare meant to intimidate her, she knew. He began to question her, trying to make her mess up. Words just flowed from her with a natural ease, and a peace rested on her as the minutes became hours. She knew for sure that whatever happened that day, whatever was the outcome, God was in control. When all the lies were spoken and the truth was almost fully ignored, the judge told them, "Give me a minute and I'll let you know what I decide." Lucy already knew what he had decided. It was clear throughout the day. He had already made up his mind before they even walked into the court that day. She was right, too. For when he returned, the judge announced that Jolene would go home with Larry, and what seemed unthinkable was now reality. So why was Lucy not crushed? Why was that peace still there? She knew the answer before the question formed in her mind. She had a sense of God's presence. She had never felt that before. He had been with her from the moment she had entered that room. He knew she still needed him. God had met her in the fullness of her fear and brought peace into the midst of the unthinkable. The trip home wasn't easy. Even as she related to all her friends and relatives the events of the day, Lucy used some of Ron's words from that morning, told them how what had happened was for a far bigger purpose than this trial. She surprised herself as she witnessed with her attitude. The next day, she came down some and the pain began to take hold. She felt herself start to fall back into the mode of her past again, but then she turned to her friend Ron to pray with her and help her get her focus back. God was using the two of them to minister to each other. He was clearly preparing them for something far bigger in their lives than this recent trial. Lucy had learned such an important lesson through this. She had always felt so unclean, so dirty from within. This because of her past, which left her paralyzed with fear, tormented by her feeling of worthlessness. Just as God had used Chase, the centurion, to intercede for his servant, God had used Ron and his own presence to bring her to what she needed that day. Like Leonard the leper and Chase the centurion, she saw God for who he was, and so was able to see herself for who she truly was. She had been set free, no longer unclean like the leper, but washed white as snow before the Lord, no longer paralyzed with fear, but set free to walk forward as a vessel God could use. She had grown so much, yet she knew the healing was far from over. God had more in store, so much more. Her trust was rewarded as Larry soon lost custody, and she and her daughter were reunited. God is still working in Lucy today, changing, transforming, and making his little girl all she was meant to be, a beautiful woman of God. No matter your circumstances, he can do the same for you. Fear was all she ever knew. It was all she'd ever felt. Why was her pain forever new? Why did her heart so melt? Life was never what she wanted. Would it always be the same? Her past seemed always haunted by her loneliness and shame. How could she think this day was different? She would fail again, she thought, her worthless feelings so persistent. But then that's all she'd been taught. How could she break this crippling feeling? She just prayed and held on tight. Even though her heart was still reeling, she would these feelings fight. Her husband prayed, her heart did stir. Hope grew from where she did not know. She wasn't what the world had thought of her. She knew that it would show. The power that flowed from deep inside was bringing strength and peace. She could see it in her walk, the calmness of her stride. The fear was still strong, but somehow it seemed to cease. Amazing warmth from within, she began to feel, washing over like a blanket coming somewhere from above. The Lord was there, she knew it, but how could this be real? She'd been told she was forsaken, yet she knew she felt his love. The words, they seemed to flow, but as if not her own. She had a peace now, where fear, it used to be, for the power of God was clearly shown, it left no doubt for anyone to see. Some might think that all was right, that God had had his way, and that her side had won the fight, but that's not what happened that day. The other side had lied and sought only to deceive, ignoring truth, seeking only how to win, never thinking of the consequences they would one day receive, not caring at all that their actions were clearly sin. But they didn't win, as some might think, for the Lord was truly moving, and he had his way. Missed by most, as if they'd just blink, God passed them by that day. She knows that all is not really lost. They haven't won a thing at all. They have no clue, but they will pay the cost. He'll lose her soon, or he will heed the call. So she will praise his name, and know life's trials often end like this. When we feel him move, we never stay the same. Where pain was felt, now there is bliss. She learned to trust. She learned to lean. She learned all her life she'd been deceived. She learned God's there, even if unseen. She finally from him fully received.